So I'm with attorney Mike Yoder, who's decided to file a lawsuit in light of some of these revelations. Mike, what do you intend to do?
The first and most important thing is just so people in Hawaii and Lahaina understand that what we're trying to do is ensure that the land that they are so, you know, sincere about and that they care so much about isn't taken from them a second time. A lot of the animosity and hostility is understandable based on the history and the culture that is very deeply rooted in Hawaii. But if we don't have the freedom of the press, we don't have the freedom of speech, and people are kept in the dark as to what the government's doing and what is going on, then there's no way to ever have a people-led or people-controlled society. So the first step we're going to take down is the suppression of electronic media, make sure people are able to speak freely. Second step is to take out the criminal provisions of people exercising the rights they're guaranteed under both the U.S. Constitution and the Hawaiian Constitution.
And this is the statute, the revised statute that we've been hearing about?
Revised statute 127A-13 is where the provisions are. They're criminalizing it under Section 29.
And if people want to support you, how can they do that?
You guys can go to MauiLegalPreservationFund.org. I'm not taking a dollar from any of the people here. I'm representing them entirely for free. I'm also not doing it on contingency. There's nothing that's coming out of these people's pockets. It's mainly to preserve and protect their land, and we're just trying to make sure that the government is kept in check. Otherwise, they will go unhinged.